I was gonna say good morning, but it's good afternoon because we all got a good extra hour of sleep. Who enjoyed their extra hour of sleep last night? Everybody, take that hand that you have raised up right now. Turn to your neighbor and just shake their hand. Welcome them today to church. Please welcome them to church today.
所有领舍握手，欢迎他们来到教会。
And then please go say hi to three people that you have not seen in 1 week. Say hi to three people. Well, it is wonderful to be with everybody today. We definitely enjoy the extra hour of sleep. We enjoy this church that we get to share with Grace Community Bible, and we have to start an hour later today. So wonderful. Thank you, worship team. Thank you so much, G, for translating today. Really appreciate you. And I want to say thank you to last week. Everyone was there last week. We had a fantastic time. So let's together, just a round of applause. Could we thank Wei Dong and his team for organizing, and also Cal. We had we just all had a lot of fun. Thank you. And we'll welcome some newcomers later on in service. So we've been doing a little sermon series.
我们进行一系列的,
and it's been on the life and the trials of Peter.
是有关,
we talked about life is more than a performance. We talked a little bit in Peter's later pastoral career about the church as both a family as well as a flock. And then last month we talked about Peter's denial to Christ. And so today we're going to look together again at the calling. Today we're going to look also on Peter. So please turn with me to John chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. John chapter 21. The journey today picks up after Peter's denial of Jesus after the crucifixion. From the darkest moment in history, also comes the greatest joy for a small band of followers. Christ has risen. Their master has risen. Their friend is alive again. And he has been appearing to the early church leaders. Now, while this reality of Jesus conquering death and the life following resurrection should be good news for Peter, it still hasn't been absorbed by his heart and his mind. He's being blocked by his own shame. So as we pick up the text in John chapter 21 today,
我们今天看约翰福音21章,
I'd like you to just close your eyes and use your spiritual imagination. As you close your eyes, think about it being early morning time.
想象,
and you can smell something. You can smell the smell of smoke and fish being cooked in a fire. And you open your eyes and you can see that Jesus has made all the preparations for a warm breakfast. And in the ocean you can see that there are tired and hungry disciples. So there's a warm fire to comfort tired bodies.
有温暖的篝火,
And there's a hot breakfast, and then Jesus takes bread and gives it to them as he did with the fish. And we are reminded of the Last Supper. You can open your eyes. We just observed together the communion, the Lord's Supper. We live today in the promise that that was not the last meal. It was not the last meal for the church. It was not the last meal for the church, but the first of many meals for minus of God's grace. And it is with that posture that we will begin the text today in John chapter 21.
记在把这些记在心里，让我们开始约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's have both congregations read together in both languages together at the same time. Verse 15, read together with me in both English and Chinese. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. Verse 17. The third time he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Jesus said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you were older, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you, then lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. Let's pray. God, I pray that you would open our hearts. You would open our minds. And then we would turn back to you. So speak, Jesus, now. Please help our words to be clear and precise. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we all like a comeback story. I mean, who can't resist that? It's the idea that movies and great stories are built upon. It's the story of General Motors. It's the story of a man named Lee Iacocca. We remember Steve Jobs. We know people like Donald Trump. So we read in their biographies that it is indeed possible to bounce back again. And through their biographies, we also realize, but not be whole. And we see that as the success wears down, we can go back to the way we were before. So I'd like to explore this idea this afternoon together. About being restored and being reinstated. Fully. By Jesus. So I want to really clarify right now that the difference between Peter's story and some of these modern stories is that Peter's story is more than just a Disney story. A personal inspiration, someone overcoming the odds.
不是一个很启发人，是一个人战胜了许多的挑战。
Peter didn't bounce back on his own efforts.
彼得的回转不是基于他自己的能力。
God constantly worked in Peter's life, and he's ready to work in ours. In fact, Jesus knew this about Peter. Even before our sermon last time on the denials of Peter.
在我上次讲到彼得否认耶稣的讲道中,
Jesus says to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
在马太福音16章,耶稣对彼得说, 你要称为彼得是教会的基石。
See, even before our failures, God sees the big picture.
甚至在彼得失败之前，上帝就看见在身上伟大的计划。
He will enable us to do the work we are supposed to do.
他会使我们要做的事情成为可能。
He works on us constantly.
他常常在我们身上工作。
So as we pick up here in this passage,
当我们从这里开始讲。
This is a period of great uncertainty. Specifically in Peter's life. Some of the disciples have gone back to their former occupation and gone out fishing.
一些门徒重操旧业回去打鱼。
They appear to be rusty because they've been away from it for so long.
他们的技能好像有点生疏,
their initial catch is negligible.
他们最初的 钓鱼打鱼没有什么收获。
So Peter sees Jesus, and after recognizing him,
当彼得认出耶稣之后,
Peter throws off his clothes and swims to him.
彼得脱掉衣服, 游泳, 向耶稣。
And there's this beautiful meal again.
又出现这样一个美好的,
they in a sense have their first communion together with the disciples.
他们想起了与耶稣的第一次的晚餐。
Jesus challenges Peter.
耶稣挑战彼得。
Three times Jesus asked Peter to affirm his love.
挑战问彼得三次, 要确认他对耶稣的爱。
To balance up the three times that Peter had denied Christ.
来平衡彼得三次不认主。
We can guess how Peter is feeling in this moment. Because we've all felt unworthy.
我们都感觉到不,
you know, at this point, there is no doubt in my mind, and no doubt in most scholars that look at the text, that Peter feels deep sorrow and feels unworthy.
在这时候, 像许多的, 圣经学者一样, 我也是如此, 彼得那时候真的是感到非常的羞愧和,
伤痛。 Here are two facts that we know.
我们知道两件事。
This is not the first time that Peter has seen Jesus since the resurrection.
这不是彼得第一次, 见耶稣, 自从耶稣复活。
In John chapter 20, verse 6, we know that Peter visited an empty tomb.
我们知道约翰福音20章6节讲到彼得, 看见空的坟墓。
And then in John chapter 20, verse 19, Jesus appears to all the disciples.
在约翰福音20章19节，耶稣向所有的门徒显现。
So there was where there was once great initial joy.
在那时候有一个起初极大的, 喜悦。
I'm sure by this point has worn off and been replaced by his own personal shame.
我相信这个喜悦, 已经慢慢的退去, 已经被他的, 羞耻感所代替了。
So we ask, why do we feel worthless sometimes?
为什么我们常常觉得自己没有价值呢?
Well, here are some reasons why sometimes I feel worthless.
我们可以看一些理由, 有些时候我也是这样子觉得。
Sometimes there's personal hurts.
有的时候是, 人生经历上的一些伤痛。
Sometimes there's conflict in my life.
有些是, 我生命中的冲突。
If you're like me, perhaps you feel like you've let down God.
如果你像我这样, 我常常觉得我让神失望了。
And so we become broken.
然后我们觉得很破碎。
When we talk about being made whole again,
当我们讲到, 成为完全,
we really talk about how someone or something needs to come in and help heal our soul.
我们是在讲到, 一个人或者 一些事情, 然后进到我们心灵里面,
because it's our soul that's been damaged. Sometimes it feels like it's been ripped apart. And that's why betrayal affects us so much.
对我们生命实在太多影响。
Because it affects the deepest part of my heart, my soul.
因为它对我们心灵中最深的有触及。
And so we want to do something.
所以我们想做一些事。
And have equal reciprocal payback.
我们想做一些事去还击。
So as you look at verse 15, I want to just pause here, and instead of looking at Peter, I want to switch it back to Jesus.
我们在看这段经文的时候，我们不要看彼得，我们来看耶稣。
Jesus did not do that here.
耶稣没有这样做。
Have you ever thought about the hurt that Jesus must have felt from Peter?
我们有没有想到，因为彼得的不认他，耶稣所感受到的伤痛呢？
Because what we read here is Jesus gives a very different reaction than the reaction that you and I would typically have.
我们读到这里会看见，跟我们通常会所做的反应不一样的是耶稣所行的事。
This is an interesting point about Jesus' humanity.
这里我们看见的是耶稣的谦卑。
He still felt hurt, but did not pay it back.
他还是感到伤痛，但是他没有还击。
So Jesus never wants to leave us in this state of separation.
他耶稣从来没有想让我们生活在与他分隔的地方。
Jesus never wants to leave us feeling unworthy and with feelings of hurt.
耶稣从来没有想要我们生活在一个没有价值的感受当中。
Jesus does, however, do one thing.
耶稣相反的却做了这样一件事。
He gently reminds Peter and gently encourages him with a question. He asks him three times.
耶稣温和的问彼得三个问题来提醒他鼓励他。
He asks in verse 15 and 16 and 17, "Do you love me?"
在十五、十六、十七节，耶稣三次问他，你爱我吗？
Why these three questions?
为什么问这三个问题呢？
Because I believe Jesus knew it would be a permanent reminder, a healing reminder to Peter that God was still with him.
我相信耶稣这样做是告诉彼得用鼓励和医治的方法让他知道上帝永远与他同在。
So I'm going to ask this question. So why do we need to be made whole again?
我想问大家一个问题，我们为什么需要被重建呢，成为完全呢？
Because we are hurting.
因为我们受伤害。
And traditionally,
传统上说，
when we see hurting people,
当我们看见受伤的人，
we say that they can't serve.
我们就说他们不可以来服侍。
We say that their past sin disqualifies them from service.
我们会说他们过去的罪让他们不合格去侍奉。
And so we've all felt hurt. So what do we do when we are hurt? And how do we perhaps explore if some of these questions are really true?
我们都感到有感到过伤痛，那我们受伤的时候该怎么样呢？
Well, this is what we do when we are hurt. The first things that we do is we learn from last time that our denials can be the chief reason that we stay away from God.
第一个我们知道的是我们的否认会成为我们远离神最重要的原因之一。
Secondly, we can sometimes encounter a crisis of faith during our leadership, especially church leadership.
让我们第二个我们可以知道在我们特别是在教会的带领当中我们可以遇见危机，信仰的危机。
The disciples were with Jesus for 3 years.
门徒跟随耶稣有三年。
Similarly today,
同样的，
most people stop serving after.
同样的，在今天，绝大部分人停止他们的侍奉是在
2.7 years is what Christianity Today says is the average time that people stop serving in the church after they start.
今天基督教杂志说，普通一般来说，基督徒停止侍奉是在2.7年。
It is also interesting that you would think that the average pastor would last longer than 2.7 years.
通常我们会想，教会的牧师侍奉的时间会长一点。
The average pastor in a church lasts only 3.2 years.
一般来说，牧师在教会侍奉的时间，是在3.2年。
So something's not right there.
我们知道
And so there's this phrase that I came across this week, and it goes like this.
我看在这个礼拜我看到这样一段话。
It goes, those who don't know how to live very well,
那就是那些人不知道怎么样可以活得更好一点。
They try to live right.
他们想活在对的事情当中。
That is, these people, that because they don't know how to live well, they become legalists. And they live their life within rules.
就是很多人不知道怎样可以活在善良的好行为当中，就想着要活在教条的律法当中。
Because they don't know what else to do.
因为他们不知道其他可以做什么。
They mean well.
他们有良好的意愿。
But they just don't know how to live according to what God's purpose is, so they just follow rules.
然而他们却不知道上帝的 计划是怎么样，所以他们就只能照着规条去生活。
And I've served in the church with many people that are just rule followers.
我在一个教会，有很多只遵循规条的教会里面侍奉。
But when they eventually break the rules,
当他们没有守约的时候，
it's like they break down.
他们好像
Many of you work, I know, for IBM and for great computer companies here in Austin.
我知道在座很多人给IBM工作或者一些大的电脑公司。So
it's like computers. It just keeps on, like it's like watching a cartoon says it doesn't compute, it doesn't compute, it doesn't compute, and then there's smoke and then the computer breaks down.
就好像在卡通里面一个电脑，它不会计算，然后就冒烟了，就坏掉了。And
so we don't know what to do, so sometimes we take a break and we take a spiritual hiatus.
那个时候我们不知道该干什么，我们在灵里面就消沉休息了。And
we take a break to try to figure out what we're supposed to do.
在我们休息当中，我们想要知道我们该干什么。So
what did Peter do?
那彼得做什么呢？
He did all these things.
他做了这上面所说的事情。And
then he went back to what he used to know.
他就重操旧业。He
went back to his previous occupation, his previous career.
他就回去做他以前所说的职业。Peter
treated his time with Jesus as an occupation.
彼得把他跟随耶稣这段时间也当作是一个职业。He
looked at it like he'd failed his boss.
观看这段时间的时候，他觉得他让他的老板失望了。So
he withdrew from his career.
所以他从他的职业当中退缩回来。As
a disciple.
作为一个门徒。But
the kingdom of God is different.
但是上帝的国是不同的。In
the kingdom of God, it is not like our careers.
上帝的国和我们的职业是不一样的。In
the present economy,
在
Everyone becomes updated.
每一个人都需要不断的更新。
And anyone, if you are not suitable and you can't keep up, you will be replaced.
如果你不能够跟上时代，你就会被替换掉。
And you know what that's like, some of you?
你知道这是怎么样一回事？
Living with a fear, living with a threat that your job could be taken away.
我在你的工作随时可以被拿走的恐惧当中。But
in the kingdom of God, God is always at work, helping us to grow and to persevere.
然而在上帝的国里面，上帝永远都在做工，帮助我们成长和忍耐。Here
is the secret to all Christian service.
基督徒侍奉的秘诀是。
Yours and mine.
对你对我都是一样。Whether
it's laity or ordained.
不管是女士还是先生,
full time or part time,
全职的或者是半职的,
it's the secret of everything from being a quiet back row member in the prayer group,
不管是在教会坐在后面的,
to being a platform speaker and speaking at rallies in front of thousands of people,
到会众当中,
if you're going to do one solitary thing as a follower of Jesus,
如果你实在做一件事跟随耶稣的话,
this is what it's built on.
这就是,
Somewhere deep inside of you, there has to be a love for Jesus. And though we've let him down many times, Jesus wants you to find that love. He gives us a chance to express it. And when we express it, it helps heal the hurts and the failures of our past. And get this, he actually gives us new work to do during this process. There is nothing you can do to earn forgiveness. It is completely based on Jesus' grace from start to finish. So Jesus uses these three questions of love to reinstate Peter. To reinstate means to bring back into use.
重建就是
Because there was great work to be done, and Jesus wanted to bless Peter by putting him right in the middle of it. The word blessing means a promise that will always be fulfilled. And God tells in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, God always makes good on his promises. Verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得后书三章九节主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So on the shore of Lake Galilee,
在加利利海的边上,
Jesus gives Peter a new life and a new purpose, freeing him from his past and his sins.
耶稣基督给彼得一个 新的使命把他从过去的罪疚感里面释放出来。
And in essence becomes the restoration process begins.
那个重建的过程就此开始了。
We're starting to see Peter being put back together.
我们看见彼得又 被建立起来。
So the question is, how does God make us whole again?
问题是上帝怎么让我们成为
He does the same thing with Peter that he does with us. He wants to put you and I right back into serving him. And so verse 18 explains a little bit about that. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself, and you went where you wanted. But when you are old, you'll stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you, and lead you where you do not want to go.
在约翰福音二十一章十八节说，我实实在在告诉你，年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人把你束上，但你到不愿意去的地方。So
we ask the question, how does God make us whole again? He puts us right back into serving.
我们问上帝怎么样让我们成为完全呢？就是他让我们重新回到侍奉当中。
Because just like in the early church, Peter was needed because there was great work to be done.
就像在初期教会, 需要彼得, 有更大的事要去完成,
there is still great work to be done.
如今也是有大的事情要去完成,
and Jesus wants to bless you, to bless you, to bless you and I, to put us back into the middle of it.
耶稣要祝福我们，把我们放到这样的侍奉当中。
Secondly, complete restoration is not a requirement to begin God's work again.
被重建不是
We are given God's grace to continue in His work as we heal.
在我们受医治的时候, 上帝的恩典会让我们继续的去工作。
It is in the midst of the service that we find deeper healing.
是在侍奉的当中, 我们得到更深的医治。
I grew up in church, and our youth group was very large.
我成长的教会有一个很大的青少年团体。
My dad was the youth pastor, the English pastor, and we were, you know, I was in his youth group.
我的父亲是青少年的牧师，我在他的团契当中。
And our church was, it was similar to this church. We had some of the best high schools coming in.
当时我的教会和现在差不多有很多好的高中生来到我们学校。
And we attracted a lot of international students.
我们也吸引了很多国际学生。
And there was one particular international student, her name was Irene.
有一个叫Irene的学生。
And she was older than a few of us.
她比我们都大一些。
And she was the type of person that was, I could tell she was from another country.
一看他就知道他从另外一个国家来。
Because her customs and my customs did not match.
他的习惯和我的完全不配。
And one thing is, a lot of people always come to our house and become friends with my parents.
很多的人到我们家和我的父母都成为朋友。
And to the point sometimes where my sisters and I would be like, we want our parents back.
到了一个程度，我和我的妹妹觉得我们想要得回我们的父母。
And so Irene was like that. She became close to my parents. And I finally would just be like, why don't you just get your own parents? Why don't you go back, immaturely, why don't you go back to the country you came from?
Irene就是那众多人当中一个，我就觉得你为什么不去找你自己的父母呢？
And I just did not like her.
我就是不喜欢她。
And she would, every time there was an opportunity to serve, there'd always be someone telling me, you need to put her in your group. You need to, if we were teaching Vacation Bible School, you need to get Irene plugged in to help teach.
不管我在做什么，总会有人告诉我，你应该叫Irene来到你的小组当中，应该帮助她也去教导。
As I started teaching Sunday School, the Sunday School coordinator said, why don't you get Irene to be your assistant?
在我教主日学的时候，负责的人就说，为什么你不邀请Irene做你的助手呢？
And I'd always go complain to my parents.
我常常到我父母那里去抱怨。And
they would say this.
他们就会这样说,
if you only knew what Irene has been through, you would understand.
他们说，如果你知道Irene所经历的，你就会理解她。
Okay, so I'm going to pause there in that story.
我要在这里停下来。
12 years later, the phone rang at 3 a.m. in the morning.
12年以后，电话铃响了。They
had found Irene's body.
他们找到了Irene的尸体。
She'd been dragged 50 yards under a car.
她被车子碾压拖去15码。
She had been helping a missionary across the street.
她在帮助一个宣教士。
She became a very successful accountant. She would help missionaries, and she flew down to San Francisco to help a missionary that she'd been supporting.
她那个时候成为一个很成功的会计师，她常常飞到三藩市去帮助一些她支持的宣教士。
And we got the phone call because they found her wallet, and that's the one of the numbers that she kept in her wallet.
我们接到电话是因为。 当时的人在他的皮夹子里面发现了我们的电话。
And then they asked me to deliver the eulogy and officiate her funeral service.
然后他们要我在他的追思礼拜上致悼词。
I couldn't do it.
我不能够这样。
I shouldn't do it.
我不能走，我做不来。
I've been so mean to her.
我对她是如此的。
Every time she had a youth group, I would give her the worst kids.
每一次她要带领青少年小组。
And so I finally passed and said, someone else from our church should officiate it and take care of it.
就是不管什么事，不好的事我就叫她做。
So some of her mentors came and talked to me because her so this is her situation. Her parents had left her alone when she was very young. She came from a broken family, and they gave her everything except the family.
But she
loved ours. So I told these two aunties at the church, and I said, I cannot give the eulogy. I've been very mean to her.
对教会这两位阿姨说，我不能知道是，因为我对她实在太不友善了。And
they said Irene never felt that way.
他们说 Irene 从来没有这样觉得.
She saw everything you gave her as a challenge.
她说 Irene 觉得你每次给她的都是给她的挑战.
And what I wasn't realizing, I'll summarize, and I eventually did do her eulogy. I realized that she was a person that would do any task, any time, no matter how small or big it was.
我最终是为她做到，她是这样一个人，不管是多大多小，多难多容易的事，她都会好好的去做。
And as I collected stories for her eulogy, I realized how service had really helped heal her and helped her become the successful person that she was.
当我在资料池当中收集她的故事，我发现她的侍奉当中的每一点一滴都是在帮助她医治过去的伤痛。Like
for snacks, instead of just bringing chips and soda.
好比带点心，不只是带，不是带。
She would spend hours and hours trying to perfect the perfect chocolate cake to bring to the youth group. She would use the choicest of ingredients.
她会精心选择那个蛋糕的成分。
And what these aunties said was, it was in the midst of this service that she found her own personal healing.
那些阿姨告诉我，在她的侍奉当中。
So I ask, what are you waiting for? What are we waiting for today? The church needs you. Both global and the local church. The Apostle Paul later writes about how God uses people who are weak and broken.
使徒保罗在之后写到
And then he finishes by saying, God's power is made perfect in our weakness.
最后他写到，在我们的软弱中，上帝让他成为完全。It's
a reminder, 2 Peter chapter 3.
在彼得后书第三章中。
It's that verse that we just read, that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
说到
So I'd like to close by connecting this promise with the promise that Jesus left Peter.
我想把彼得后书三章这个应许和耶稣对彼得的应许连在一起。Because
just as important as Jesus asking about Peter's affirmation of love,
这是在耶稣得到彼得确认爱他之后对彼得说的。Was
this four-part command, this four-part promises that went with that command?
那是在这个应许的四个部分说完之后。That
Jesus' command says to feed his sheep, to care for his sheep, and finally he says to follow me.
耶稣说喂养我的小羊，喂养我的羊。
So what does this look like for us?
那对我们看来是如何的呢?
What does this look like for us at the Rock?
那对我们在磐石教会的人看来又是如何呢?
We need each of you at the Rock to step up this upcoming year.
我们需要磐石教会的每一位在新年当中能够起来。
Maybe you should serve in another church. So you're at the Rock taking a break.
你在磐石教会休息一下。We
need you.
我们需要你。Maybe
you grew up in the church and that's why you're taking a break.
也许你在教会中长大，所以你现在在休息。We
need you.
我们需要你。We
need you like the way that we needed Wei Dong and his team last week. Wei Dong held up by organizing the church picnic last week, and 2 days later, he and his wife, Ling, had a grand opening for their Cedar Park acupuncture clinic.
在星期天，卫东帮助教会组织了户外的敬拜和烤肉之后的两天，他们的诊所开张了。
In spite of his busyness, Wei Dong found time to do something that many of us would find rest and refreshment from.
除了他们卫东很繁忙的工作，他在侍奉中找到了更新。
Tao, he is new to the church.
Tao 是我们教会新来的.
He's been exploring faith and wanting to know more about God in the Christian community.
他在基督徒的群体当中，希望有更多的认识神.
He became the church Olympic committee.
他成为我们教会上次的奥委会.
Thank you.
谢谢.
Harris and Lei, they're doing a great job with Awana.
石航和王磊在
And we're going to need even more help if we're going to reach more of the community.
我们要想接触更多的社区团体，我们就需要更多的帮手。So
all these living illustrations here today at RCCA.
那我们今天所看见这些实实在在的侍奉的榜样。
Show us the power of when we realize when we have been living for something, for someone.
让我们
If God only used the perfect people,
如果上帝只用完全的人,
He couldn't use anyone.
他谁都用不了.
But Jesus will use people who love Him.
而耶稣会用那些爱他的人.
Not people who love Him with some sort of superhuman love.
不是用那些超人的博爱去爱他,
but simply those who love Him as much as they can. Verse 19, when Peter is supposed to follow Jesus,
在十九节说到彼得应该怎么样去跟随耶稣。
Tradition says that Peter died a martyr, crucified upside down.
传统上说，彼得是上钉十字架。
Although his loyalty was once confused,
虽然他对耶稣的忠实曾经有过一次失落。
It seems that it never did waver as badly as it once did.
虽然这一次失落好像不能被消除。
All of the heroes that we read about in the Bible,
我们在圣经上读到的这些英雄的故事,
all the heroes that we have in this book, they had one thing in common.
这些圣经中的英雄有一个共同点,
they loved God.
他们爱上帝.
Some were rich.
有些人富有.
Some were poor.
有些人贫穷.
Some were beautiful.
有些人贫穷.
Some were plain.
有些人平庸.
Some were strong.
有些人,
some were weak.
有些人, 软弱.
But they followed Matthew 22.
他们 遵守马太福音22章说的,
they love God.
他们爱神.
Some of you already love God.
你们中间人, 已经爱神了.
But some of you may feel like God is too far away or too hard to get to know you.
中间也有些人觉得上帝太远了，太难去认识了.
If this describes you, I want to tell you He is not far away.
如果你是处在这样情形，我想告诉你，他不遥远.
He loves you.
他爱你.
He wants to have a real relationship with you.
他希望与你有真正的关系.
And the only way to love someone is to get to know them personally.
想和一个人有良好的关系，就是要真正的去认识他.
Can you hear him saying to you right now?
你可以听见他正向你说吗?
Brothers and sisters at RCCA,
还是教会的弟兄姐妹,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Come back to me.
回到我这里.
Let's have that close relationship that we used to.
让我们回到我们从前有这么亲密的关系当中。
Jesus says a second time to us right now.
耶稣第二次对我们说,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Take care of my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
Care for those in our midst right now that I care for.
关怀那些在你们当中我关怀的。
A third time, Jesus says to us today, "Do you love me?"
第三次，耶稣向我们说，你爱我吗？
Serve my sheep.
服侍我的羊。
Serve the people in Northwest Austin.
服侍西北地区的人。
We will pause and spend some time in prayerful meditation.
我们会花些时间用祷告来默想。
Reflecting on the message.
默想我们今天的信息。
And most of all about our relationship with God.
主要的是我们与神的关系。
Sister G will translate some of the questions for us. There'll be a pause, 20 seconds between each question.
我会把这些问题翻成中文。每个问题中间会停留二十秒。
And then I'll close in prayer.
然后Pastor Paul 会做结束祷告。你有没有感到毫无价值？觉得不配呢？过去的罪有没有让你觉得侍奉耶稣不合格呢？有没有听到耶稣正在召唤你回来，想要重建你呢？
Let's pray. Father God, I pray that we would have ears to hear you when you call us away from a life that we should not be living.
亲爱的父神，我祈求我们的耳朵可以听见你召唤我们离开我们不应该有的生活。
One full of fear and shame.
那是一个充满恐惧和罪疚感的生活。
I pray that we would have the courage to start leading and serving again.
我祈求让我们可以重新有勇气去侍奉。
And taking care of all the sheep.
来喂养所有的羊。
So God, we ask for your grace and for your strength and your patience to do this.
主，我祈求你给我们有耐心忍耐和力量去做你要我们做的事，也给我们有耐心等待我们。
God, we love you. We are grateful for your grace.
主，我们爱你，我们真的是感谢你给我们的恩典。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.